I'm Kane native Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane, PA. On this weekly broadcast, I uncover little-known facts and favorite memories from the hilltop. This week's program is called Kenneth Young, Kane's All-Time Greatest Athlete. Those who saw Kenneth Chicken Young compete on the gridiron, cinder track, baseball diamond, or basketball court often use the words best ever to describe his prowess. Longtime Bradford era sports writer Johnny Nelson frequently dropped Young's name as the area's best in all athletic endeavors. When Kane Republican readers picked their all-time greatest football team in 1942, Kenneth Young and Bill Hillman, both fast as lightning, were at the top of the list. By the time Kane's Chicken Man graduated in 1923, he had earned a total of 12 letters in varsity sports. In fact, area schools became so tired of Kenneth Young's superior athletic exploits that they filed to have him barred from competition in his senior year, owing to the fact that he had already completed a full 4 years of play. That ban was upheld. Kenneth Young was of hardy stock as the grandson of Scipio Young, who was born into slavery in Virginia and in the early days of the Civil War joined the army at Fredericksburg. Scipio Young befriended General Thomas Kane during the war and moved his family to the hilltop in 1866 when the area was nothing but dense forest. While originally General Kane's personal servant, Young also worked in Kane's mill and became the town barber, living to the ripe age of 101. At the time of his death, Scipio Young owned considerable property in Kane, including one business section block. Kenneth Young's father, Grant Washington Young, was believed to have been the first child born in Kane of slave parents in 1866. Legend has it that as a boy, he sat in General U.S. Grant's lap during his visit to Kane and was named Grant Washington Young to honor this occasion. Grant Young was employed many years in the old Fleming Hotel, later at the New Thompson, and even in his 80s continued active, meeting trains to pick up mailed papers in bundles for the local newsstand. Grant Young died in 1954 at the age of 87. The early 1920s, when Kenneth Young emerged as Kane's all-around best athlete, were heady days of local competition. Unfortunately, Kane's sporting facilities were not yet the best. Before the new athletic field was built adjacent to the school in 1929, high school football games and track and field events were held at the old Pennsylvania Railroad field, which was near the Roundhouse building and accessible off Wetmore Road. And basketball games were played on a smaller than regulation court that seated only 350 fans. It was not until 1936, when the high school annex was completed, that the Kane Wolves had a first-rate home for basketball. When his playing days were over, Kenneth Young had a long career in public service in Washington, D.C. and in Michigan. A former college teacher and YMCA executive, Young also worked as a federal housing administrator in Saginaw. In 1978, Kenneth Young returned to Kane along with 24 of his classmates for his 55th Kane High School reunion. There the group regaled one another with tales of the Roaring Twenties while remembering the powerful 1923 basketball team that won 21 games and lost only four. Kenneth Young was a true hometown hero, and no one could claim having deeper family roots in Kane. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please send your feedback and ideas to citizenkanepa@gmail.com.